It's a nice, clean, old-fashioned election.
That's how Ada County's chief deputy clerk, Phil McGrain, describes the upcoming November election. He says it will be a big change from the May primary.
Don't have to pick a party. Don't have to pick a ballot. No other selections that you have to make.
May was a challenge for county clerks and voters, thanks in large part to Idaho's change in primary voting rules. The state Republican Party closed its primary, and the Democrats left theirs open. That meant voters had to choose a party and then pick a ballot. Idaho Secretary of State Benny Sursa says that won't happen this election.
The clerks will not be asking which party's ballot you want or whatever. It's on one big ballot, and all the parties are listed. And in the privacy of your voting booth, you make that selection.
In the primary, voters were restricted to voting a straight party line. Sursa says this time you can jump all over the ballot.
You can vote for a certain party person for president and another party for Congress or whatever. And it, the general election, we don't worry about the parties.
Voters may see other changes. This year, the state's political lines were redrawn to reflect changes in population. Phil McGrain says that means you could be voting in a different district on election day.
Your voting spot may be different. Your precinct entirely may have changed, and even the district you were in may have changed previously. So for one candidate you voted on previously, may not be on your ballot this time.
In other words, check with your county clerk before you head to the polls and make sure you have the right identification when you go to vote. Idaho's voter ID law changed 2 years ago. You'll need a photo ID like a state driver's license or a passport to vote. But if you don't have one, you can sign an affidavit testifying you are who you say you are. There's one more quirk left over from the May primary. Think Idaho's a red state? Not technically, at least not right now. Here's why. Under the new primary law, anyone who voted in May had to pick a party. That's about 24% of voters. For everyone else,
everybody who was already registered and did not participate in the primary are unaffiliated at this point.
Anyone who didn't vote but was registered was automatically assigned a party. Benny Sursa says that means 76% of all voters in Idaho are now listed as unaffiliated. So on the voting books, the majority of voters aren't aligned with any party. Sursa says that makes no difference for the upcoming November election. Republican, Democrat, or right now the majority unaffiliated, whichever way you lean, Sursa says, get out and vote.
It's the most important part of our democracy, and we need more people to participate.
Early voting in some parts of the state is already underway, and absentee ballots have been available for a few weeks. Polls open on November 6th at 8 a.m. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.